the voice of Turnip Style. You need gear? We've got you covered.
So I got a complaint this week.
Just one?
Just one. And basically, I reached out to another member of the Pride 48 community because I was listening to their show as I was walking down the street.
Was it their little show?
It was their little show, yeah. And I misheard what they were talking about. And what I misheard was quite funny. But it was, it's a private moment between the two of us. So, you know, I don't, and that's beside the point what I heard. But I, the response I got back from this person was, I think it's time for a hearing check and I'll go with you since I obviously didn't hear anything or didn't hear another in studio visitor's name as a highlight of last season. And then I was like, I'm not too sure what the heck is he talking about.
Oh, that's a spank. That's a spank with a paddle.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Who's this studio guest? And he's like, an international internet celebrity and his elderly travel companion. So
spank again.
Yeah. So he said, I was crushed. I wasn't at the top of Urban Guy TO's list.
Spank.
So I told him I would put it on the notes for us to talk about immediately right now. Who are we talking about?
We were talking about Big Fatty.
And who's the elderly travel companion?
A granny.
Cackle.
Yeah. And he's right. I did neglect to mention that that was definitely a highlight. That is, yes.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
An international internet celebrity and his elderly travel companion. So
spank again.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2315. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 13th of December 2016, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty Joe Zubia is not saying that loud enough. Big Fatty. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty. Were you showing your ass? No. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're moonies today because, y'all, it is the crema moon, the crema full moon. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, last month the full moon was the beaver moon. It's true. So, y'all, it is the crema, it's the full moon today. So, y'all, it's going to be, Fatty, it says a lot about what else is going on today. Well, you know, you're exactly right. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess, y'all, today, the 13th of December, y'all, it is a very special day because, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty's just one celebration of exiting the birth canal. The other one was a C-section. Oh, okay. Y'all, the first is, y'all, he's over there in the hat land. Big Fatty will get to see him next week. Y'all, it's Travis over there in the Hatland. And y'all, I got to tell you this. George in Atlanta helps coordinate the supper that we have with the different podcasters and folks over there in Hatlanta. And y'all, it was either going to be next Monday or two, I say Tuesday. And so we decided on Tuesday, and then Travis says, oh, no, that's my birthday. I can't. No, there may be something else going on then. So, y'all, we moved it to Monday. Well, come to find out, Travis's birthday is today, this week, not next week. So, anyway, we're moving it back to two, I say, Tuesday. So, anyway, Big Fatty, the poor thing. And, y'all, then our other celebration today, y'all, you're hurting. At the beginning of today's little show, yes, Big Fatty, it sounded like he was running around in his underpants. Well, he spends most of his time running around in his underpants. Y'all, it is the host and founder of the Underpants Show, y'all. He's up there in the Toronto, Northern Mexico, y'all. It's none other than the Turnipin. Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Turnipin. Oh, yes, and you know, conscience. What happened? Loves the Turnipin too, and so y'all. If you see Travis, the poor old mixed up thing, or the turnip head on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, you know, the turnip head got his countertop ice machine that he's been, he's been wanting that for years and years and years. Yes, Big Fatty, so. In addition to a handle of his favorite liquor, so he can have a couple of cocktails, y'all, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, did you go over and look at the picture? Did you go look at the picture of the 5-pound bag of lemon hairs? Yes, Big Fatty. We're going to open this card. Y'all got a new one additional card in the mail today. But, y'all, this one is is from Fontana, California. Y'all, we're going to open it up and see who this is from. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's a beautiful foil card with some pretty little birds in it on the tree. Big Fatty, it's lovely. And, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, this is from your friends. This is not from a listener. Your friends know better than to listen. Y'all, it's from my friends Jason and Jason. It says, hope all is well. May good times flock to you this holiday season. Big Fatty, I hope hope those birds don't poop on you, too. Anyway, with Jason and Jason, I know you're not going to hear this, but thank you so much. And now I'm going to open this silver envelope that I don't know who this is from. There was no return address on it. And y'all, Big Fatty, it's a picture of Santa Claus taking a dump on the chimney. It does look like he's taking a dump on the chimney. And y'all, Big Fatty, it says, what better time than Krema for wishing you joy and cheer. To all the people who touch our lives each year, have a Merry Krema and a Happy New Year. Love that Peter G. I thought I already got a card from that Peter G. But anyway, it says, Brick Freddy, this is the card I was looking for, but when I couldn't find it in the stack of cards, I sent you the other one. This one is perfect for you or Greg. Because it appears that Santa is taking a dump down the chimney. And he's vulgar. It's true. But Peter G. Granny, you need to go look at that one. So, y'all, I'm now going to open the one from my Northeast straight boyfriend. Y'all, it's got a little anchor sticker on the back. Let's just see what we got here. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, look. Oh, it's a foil lined envelope. Big Fatty, he put tin foil in there. It is tin foil inside the envelope. But that's fabulous. Damn, that is just fabulous. And y'all, there's a picture of a puppy dog on the front, wrapped up in a Christmas tree costume. And it says, first they take my jingle bells and now this. And y'all, he opened up and it says, happy blankety-blank holidays. It says, Big Freddy, I just know how much you love foil-lined envelopes. I firstly would like to thank you for the hours of enjoyment you've provided. And secondly, would like to wish you and the family a very Wary Crema Love, Dan and his wife, whose name corresponds to an Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto, in Ireland. Big Fatty, you're not giving us any more clues. Yeah, see, y'all, I got a postcard in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it's on the front of it, it is a man walking down the street, and it says Dingle. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar, and it's a postcard, and it says, Mr. Big, this card reminded me of your crema tree. Merry crema and best of the season to you and your gang of merry men. The Fade driver. Well, Big Fatty, is that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be the crema card? Well, I don't know, but it's with the Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll put this in. I'll put my dingle in the picture with. All the crema cards that I'll put up at noon tomorrow. Big Fatty, nobody wants to see your dingle.
It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and go to the BigFattyOnline.com comment section and write something relevant about recent shows, perhaps something about a birthday that was mentioned, or some interesting tidbit about yourself that we'd all like to know. It'll be fun, of course, because there's a prize, a Amazon charger plate. It's Fatty's Christmas Sack Contest. Head over to the comment section. Write something relevant.
That is correct. And y'all, that is Dicker. Y'all, Dicker got so confused. He was flying back from Ireland and he couldn't figure out why Big Fatty's show didn't drop on Sunday. Big Fatty! Y'all, I thought I'd go back and read some more of these comments. Y'all, this is going back to the BFO number 2312. Now, when was that? That was last Thursday. Y'all, Straight Bob posted a comment. It says, people comment that they enjoy listening to Ben Affleck and Matt Damon talk when they are being interviewed in Boston as their accents come out. Well, they aren't from Boston. They are from Cambridge, and neither is Boston Rob. Arr! Anyway, I really enjoyed listening to BF as he was chatting with his gay friends, talking to the other gay friends, calling them honey, and sounding gayer than he does here. Kind of like when your foreign friend who you have only heard speak English starts to speak in his language to another person. I think I like him even more now. Big Fatty! I don't know how... that was sweet. Y'all, and my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, says, figs. Some of the food that you make... I'm guessing that meant bigs, not figs. Some of the food that you made sounded absolutely delightful. How's about you fly up to New York and cook me up some of it? I'm not sure if there's any New York food you'd like, but I'm sure you can cook up something. And think of how excited my wife would be. Okay. Y'all, Moose P says, I want to trade my HOA for yours. Mine is the most disagreeable bunch I've ever dealt with. No food offered at our meetings. It would get thrown at people. And Moose P comes back and says, and extra crispy crackers. They are a little darker. Are they a little darker or just burned? Hey, maybe I'm one of those disagreeable people too. Poor Moosey. And Miss Bacon says, now that is definitely my favorite line now. Poor Moosey. And you know, Miss Bacon goes on talking about how she's only going to work 4 hours a day and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, she did the speech to text. She says, that's for the birds. And y'all, then that Laughing Buddha in the comments had an Ax Big Fatty question. Big Fatty, stop the music and cue the music. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ax Big Fatty question today comes to us from the comments over at the BFO, and y'all, it is from the Laughing Buddha, and he says, Ax Big Fatty, cue the music. Big Fatty, we've already done that. He says, Big Fatty, how long do we have to comment here for a chance to win the Amazon charger plate? And do we get one entry per comment or per day? Were these excellent questions or just so-so questions? Well, first of all, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the comment. And it is excellent questions. Excellent questions. Don't be fooled. These are excellent questions. I didn't make up the rules for this contest, but I'm thinking based on something Miss Bacon said later in the comments on that day. It says this is the 36th comment since the contest started, so I'm guessing that it is the number of comments, not the days. And you can comment as often as you like, I think, but it's got to be relevant. Don't just go in there and stack the deck, so to speak. You know, you got to be fair to everyone. After it is the season of miracles. Big Fatty, it's a miracle that all these people are commenting. It's just gone crazy. Well, it really has. And it's, y'all, it's a $50 Amazon charger plate. Get over there and leave a comment. Big Fatty, I'm going over there right now. You're not eligible, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things. Forgot to tell you what I gave as the gift. You know, we had a little gift exchange at the party Friday night. Y'all, I got it was a 3-foot-long Twix bar. Big Fatty, it was very popular. And y'all, I got some little shot glasses that looked like the Chris Crema Vacation drinking glasses with the ears and everything. And y'all, I forgot to tell you what my favorite Crema commercial is. Big Fatty, maybe you need some ginkgo biloba. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, tell them what the commercial. Oh, y'all, it's a Von's East. It's a Von's East commercial. And y'all, I'm going to put a link in the show notes today. And y'all, I want you to just watch it. It just, if it doesn't touch you, then you have a cold, dark heart. Well, Big Fatty, enough said about Walnut Hills. Well, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, the Turnipad, and the Urban Guy T.O. And Turnipad, if you were having a party today, who would you want to be there?
An international internet celebrity and his elderly travel companion. So
spank again.
Oh, Urban Guy, don't spank Granny. He's shat himself.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.